Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. In this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I discuss the role interactive visualization plays in driving customer engagement on your website. For all the benefits online shopping provides, it's still not perfect. The online shopping experience has improved, but you still don't have the same assurance that you get when you buy something at a store. At a store, you can pick it up, look at it closely, and even try it on. By contrast, clicking that buy button still feels like a leap of faith sometimes. This is where interactive visualization steps in. Advances in technology are allowing customers to visualize and customize online shopping in groundbreaking ways. These new immersive shopping experiences enable customers to get the assurance they need to buy from your store. On this episode, you'll hear how interactive visualization meets customers' needs and expectations. If you can increase your customers' access to your products, you'll come closer to guaranteeing that they know what they're buying and that what they see on their screen will translate into real life. Next, we'll define what interactive product visualization is and what it enables your shoppers to do. Basically, interactive visualization goes beyond pictures to provide your shoppers the ability to examine your products in immersive and interactive ways. After that, we'll talk about how new technology enables a higher degree of customization. Interactive visualization enables customers to see online products with greater accuracy and make more specific requests or changes before making a purchase. We'll also discuss a range of current trends to be aware of. These include 3D visualization, virtual reality, and augmented reality. And finally, we'll talk about how this affects you as a store builder. We'll talk about some ideas to research and some great resources out there that you can work with to make your ideas come to life. If you're looking to harness the latest advancements in technology to make your shopping experiences more interactive and engaging, then this is one episode you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma. All right, Chris, welcome back to another episode. Great to see you again.
Good to see you, buddy.
Today, we're talking about ways to make our stores more interactive. And at the risk of asking the dumb question, we know we want our websites more interactive, but what need from the customer are we satisfying when we talk about making our websites interactive?
So the biggest driver of returns, product returns when you make a purchase, is that people didn't feel like it was what they imagined or expected it was going to be, right? So there's that disconnect between it was virtualized and so I couldn't touch it and feel it, and therefore I bought the wrong thing, right? Bought the wrong size, bought the wrong whatever. Gotcha. The other thing we note is I think it's the third reason people don't pull the trigger, right? So free shipping is the first, and I'm not remembering what the second one was, but the third reason people don't pull the trigger on purchase is because they're worried about sizing, feeling, right? Like, oh, is that, you know, people have all sorts of different texture things, or will it fit the right way, et cetera. So all of that is a problem. And so then you go, well, how do you solve it? I mean, if we're not going to have you physically go in and touch something, if we're still doing this in e-commerce, how do we solve this problem? And the most effective way to solve it, and the easiest way to answer a bunch of questions, is to give people a better visualization, a deeper understanding of the product they're buying.
Okay.
So I tell people this story all the time. My particular foot has a high arch and it's shaped in a certain way that when the new Nikes, and I'm a big Nike fan, when the new Nikes started coming out a couple of years ago, where the tongue didn't pull all the way out, like you had laces. And in the old days, right, you just loosen up the laces, you pulled the tongue way out, you slid your foot in. These days, you were getting that little sock, right? It was part of the shoe was a sock. And the sock has a fixed opening, right? And so if you can't get your foot into the shoe, even if it fits lengthwise, right, you can't wear the shoe. Mm-hmm. So imagine when you're trying to buy that shoe and you can't determine, does this, you know, it's a shoe, they show it to you from the side and you're like, I see the laces, but I have no idea. Is this going to have a tongue that can pull back, or is it going to have the little sock opening? No way to know. So what happens? You buy a pair of shoes, you get it, you realize it's the wrong shoe, and you're like, ah, I got to send it back, right? Because this is not going to work for me. Mm-hmm. So product visualizations started with simple stuff, right? Just like, take more pictures. And we've talked about this on an earlier episode, right? Just take more photos, different kinds of photos, photos in 3D. But then you start getting into, well, can I rotate it, right? Interactive 3D means I'm choosing what I want to look at and how I'm turning it and where I'm zooming in to see. And then you go, oh, right away, I know this is a good shoe for me or not a good shoe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So let's go a little deeper on that. What are we specifically talking about with this new wave of product visualization? So rotations would be one. What else?
Yeah, I mean, it's rotation, zooming, just being able to experience parts of the okay, so you and I have probably looked at a car online before, mm-hmm. right? And what happens? You get, if you go, whether you're buying a high-end car at Mercedes or you're buying a used car at CarMax, mm-hmm. you're going to get 20 photos. Those 20 photos are the 20 photos that someone decided you should see, mm-hmm. right? Now, if you're me and you're buying a car, and granted, not everyone buys a car the way I buy a car, so I get that. Every one of us is unique and individual. But if you're me, right, you're going to be like, whoa, I need more images of the front panel. In fact, I don't just want one picture. I want to see all the controls, what's available, where is it connected? Is the air conditioning down on the lower console or is it on the main console? Are there seat heating buttons on the door panel? Are they on the console down below? Are they on the screen? Like, I want to know the experience that I'm sitting in and what I'm controlling.
Okay.
You may be the exact opposite. You may be, look, I got a dog. I got a lot of hiking gear. I want to know how big the back is, right? I want to know, is it a hatchback or is it a trunk? And what kind of space do I have? And will this fit here? So imagine you just get one picture.
Yeah.
That's your picture. And then they're off to something else. And you're like, that's not enough. So an interactive, immersive experience means someone has shot video inside in a different way that allows me then to navigate across and see whatever I want to see, not just what you showed me, right? You took a little picture, it was like this. I wanted to see across this span. I wanted to drill in deeper. I wanted to get closer, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe I just want to look, turn it around and look at the seats, right? Are they flat seats? Are they bucket seats? Are there seat contours, right? You know, what are the little buttons that tell me how many different controls do I have on this, right?
Right.
So it's about how to interact in a way that previously all I had was a single photo and you go, or 10 photos and you go, that's not enough for me to evaluate this product.
Not enough, right? And we've talked about this before too. Like, people come in sometimes maybe with just one specific question. You know, I just need to know, does it do this?
It's crazy, right? Yeah. And you're like, so at one point I bought a car and the only feature I cared about, now this is going to say more about me than anything else, but the only feature I cared about was, are there massagers in the seat, right? Particularly in the driver's seat, because that's where I sit. I had had an Audi A8 and it had it. And then after that, you're kind of like, I don't know that I ever want to give this up again, right? So it turns out that's just not one of those. I mean, it's not only is it not widely a feature, so it's not widely, you know, supported, but you're looking for like, where can I see if this happens or not, right?
Yeah.
Another one of those I love is not just seat heating. I'm in Southern California. The number of times I need to heat my seat is zero. Right. Never have that. Now my wife uses it all the time. I don't need it. What I need is the seat cooling. That's a different button, right? Yeah. It ventilates the seat, whatever. I can answer my own question if I can see the whole interior. Because I look off to the door panel and I see, ooh, the button's there. I go, great, I got it. But I'm not gonna find it in the text. right? Mm-hmm. Or it may just not be there, or and it still be a feature, right? So it's about, if you can do product, it's all about product visualization. It's how immersive is it, how widespread, and how much do I get to control? And okay. And if you do that, right, then of course I can answer my own questions and I can decide, yes, this is what I want.
Okay, great. So it seems that customization is becoming a big way that this can be useful. What role does this play when it comes to customizing products that you're shopping for?
Now, I've not done this, and I'm okay. a larger guy, so I can just tell you that that whole platform, that the dynamic of this may not be for me. But there are solutions out there where people are creating their own avatar in the system and then trying clothes on virtually, right? Mm-hmm. Augmented reality, virtual reality. This is all about another way to visualize what will this look like on me. So imagine that you have and here's the other thing, right? Like, I think we've talked about this before. The sizing in stores differs.
Yeah.
So it's not just that if you're a woman, you're a size 10. It's what does a size 10 mean at each different store? Because it means something different. It's not just if you wear, you know, like it shouldn't be that way. It should be like, this is the size and that's that. If you wear a 2X, what's 2X at Abercrombie & Fitch compared to 2X at Gap, compared to 2X at Old Navy, right? They're not the same. And so then you're like, ah. So there are some tools out there where you're punching in some numbers, right? Your waist, your this or that. And then it shows you this, you know, virtualized dynamic of what you're going to look like, right? Mm-hmm. The earlier version of this, right, was a company called Busted Tees. And I think they've changed it, but their sizing guide, they used to take a picture of the same person. They had like 6 or 7 models, and each of the models, they put what their height and what their weight was. Okay. So you knew that. And then they took the guy, right? So imagine a bigger guy like me, and they put him in a medium and they take a picture, and then they put him in a large, and they put him in extra large, and they put him in 2X, and they show you, right? Mm. And so you can look at it and go, okay, I'm most like, you're scanning through. Now, I think they've changed this, but it used to be you'd scan through which person was most like you, pick that person, and then look across and go, okay, that's the fit. That's the look of the fit I want. So that was the old way, right? Again, just photos. Now, imagine if I punch in some stuff, I create my little avatar, and I put the clothes on, and I see it, and I see if it fits or if it's tight or not, right? So there's a lot of different ways this is playing out. What's interesting is that it is playing, right? That it is, we're getting to a place where people are saying, I want to know more about this product than just text and a photo. And so the more interactive it gets, the more I can turn it around, the more I can put myself in it, the easier it is for me to make a buying choice.
Right, right. And you're also just giving your customers a positive experience, right? Like you're just, they're having a good time shopping on your website, right?
That's right. That's fun. Exactly.
Great. Well, let's talk about maybe the future of this. You mentioned augmented reality. I was wondering if anything else is coming down with like 3D or virtual reality. Oh, what kind of things?
3D, okay. 3D is definitely another part of it, right? There's one company at the core of a lot of this, right? Now it's for larger companies. Though I don't think it will preclude certain fast growing some of the DTC brands that are out there, but it's called Immersia, right? So Immersya.
Okay.
And they're doing the interactivity, they're doing the customization, but they're also doing 3D visualization. So imagine you want to understand what this thing looks like as you're, you know, it's your product, right? So if you've worked with someone to turn it into a 3D model that allows you to open things up or pull things apart or see what's going on there, that can be very, very exciting to a person who wants to buy it, right?
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. So, you know, this is going to start creating new demands for store builders. What are some of the ways that store builders can start incorporating this technology into their websites?
I'll tell you the very, very, very first simple one, right? Okay. The very first simple one, which again, it's a cheat because you don't need to use the fancy technology to do this. How many times have you gone to a store and it shows you a picture of a product, right? And then it shows you that you can get it in 12 different colors. Mm-hmm. And you pick a different color and all you have is the word of the color, right? And so you're like, oh, green. And nothing changes on the photo, right? It's the same, like they don't give you. So the very, very first, when we're talking about product visualization, we're talking about a better way for someone to understand something. The very first and simplest thing is create an image for every variation that you have. So if someone picks green or blue or red, show them the actual green, blue, or red product that you're talking about, whether it's a t-shirt or anything else. It's amazing how easy it is for me to go, ooh, that's what I like, right? Nike, we talked about earlier today, I love Nike. And one of the things I love is they're calling it something different now, but it used to be called the custom ID, right? Where you just could pick different colors for each different part of the shoe, right? The customizer. And you could craft your own specific shoe, a shoe that was just for you.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff, right? The ability to say, I want this color here and this color here for certain kinds of things is going to be a big deal. Now you can do this with certain products, right? T-shirts where you just pick your own colors and you're like, oh, I just want to put this color or this color. And depending on what platforms you're using and how you're doing it, you can make that a reality, right? I just ran a conference. People got their t-shirt and they got the t-shirt for the event. And then I showed up and I had different colors. And immediately two or three people were like, how do I get the shirt in that color? Why didn't I have that color as an option, right? Mm. We want to express ourselves in the products we're buying, right? So the simplest thing is make your products available in different colors, make them physically visible on the site. And then you get into the next page, which is, okay, you could, again, very simply, you could start taking your own videos, but take a video of the product in 3D, right? So that someone else can move it around and look at it from different angles. Again, very, very simple to do. You don't need a lot of fancy software to pull that off. And then you're going to get into the more enriched stuff, right? Where you work with a company, you work with technology, and you actually build 3D models of your products, or you do interactive models, or they're doing VR and they're setting it up in an environment to take all that. That gets more complicated, but you start in the shallow end. And then you just keep moving as you're seeing the payoff move towards the deeper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there plugins or apps if you do have a store through like WooCommerce or anything like that?
So we were talking about Immersia, and I think they're one of the big players that is worth looking at. They're not the only ones, right? So what was the There's another, hold on one second. It's 3D or is it customizer? Hold on. On the Shopify world, there is a Zakeke. I have no idea how you're going to pronounce that. They have a product customizer. So on Shopify, so that you can do product customizations. I think WooCommerce also has a customization one. Let me find it real quick. I know that Iconic has, and actually we should talk about Iconic for a second, right?
Okay.
For WooCommerce, Iconic has a plugin that allows you to do some layering of the display, right? Let me tell you what it's actually called so that I don't.
Yeah.
It's a product configurator, right? And the WooCommerce product configurator that they have, right, allows you to define different layers of product changes, right? So that the customer can do the change, you know, by choosing the different variations and can actually layer in and see their actual version of the product. So again, it's all about product visualization. But if you want to, I think their example is a watch. If you want to change the face of the watch and the band of the watch, and you want to pick those options, you should be able to see what does it look like if I have a purple face and a black band or a purple face and a gray band, right? And how is that going to play out? So, so they have a version of that available for WooCommerce, right? So either of those two are useful if you're in the WooCommerce or Shopify world to say, okay, let me help create these visualizations for people. Mm-hmm. And then of course, there's a ton of different tools out there that'll do how to take take a video of your product in 3D. But once you have the physical video, right, then it's just dropping it into whatever e-commerce platform you have, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I the first time I saw one of those videos that someone dropped in, they were, you know, someone just, you know, clicked panorama on their iPhone and they did this and they went all the way around and then they just uploaded to Facebook. But you're in Facebook and you're like, what's happening? Right? I can move. I can look at different parts. And you're like, great. Mm-hmm. You can also do that in the interior of your car and show me the whole dash. Right.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different tools out there that help make that a reality.
Great. So it sounds like the last step would be just getting your store owner on board with, you know, maybe spending a little extra to get some of this on your page.
Yeah. And some of the times it's not even spending a lot more, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, again, it all depends, but, I think often what happens with it, when I'm interacting with a store owner, I may be asking for more content. I need more video. I need more photo. I need more this, right? And so sometimes there is that cost of just the guy who took the photo has to take more photos. Yeah. But other times they have it already. And you didn't ask for it, so you didn't get it. So you just have to push in a little deeper. Or you have to show them a demo. Like, look at how they're doing this product. And they go, oh, I want that. And you go, great. We need to bring out a guy with video equipment to start shooting our products. And they go, okay, let's figure out what that costs and sign off on it. But it's not horrible cost, right?
Right.
So it's worth digging into.
Okay. It's an exciting opportunity for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Chris. This was great.
Awesome. Take care.
All right, folks. There you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on the impact interactive visualization can have on the customers who visit your online store. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.